everyone. I'm Amy Fisher, and I welcome you to the October 10th, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
Thanks, Amy. I'm Matt Mullen, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the FreePod website at freepod.org. Let's get started on the local news that you've been missing. Congressman Eric Sorensen was in Freeport on Monday to deliver a check for nearly $960,000 that he has secured as part of the 2024 Federal Interior Appropriations Bill to replace wells in Freeport that were shut down due to contamination. This investment will help bring Freeport's water supply back to original levels and ensure local families have access to clean drinking water. Freeport Mayor Jody Miller noted that the city of Freeport is very grateful for Congressman Sorensen's efforts in securing this funding. Said Miller, the nearly $1 million in support that Freeport is receiving will definitely stretch our dollars in our $14 million project for the new well and well house number 12 that will provide safe and clean drinking water to all of our residents. We look forward to continually working closely with our congressman for more infrastructure projects. Sorensen secured funding for these projects as part of the community project funding process, which allows members of Congress to secure investments for critical initiatives in their communities. The legislation was signed into law by the president on Saturday.
We mentioned last week that FreePod was working to get you the information you want about candidates for local offices in the upcoming November election. It was not logistically possible for FreePod to conduct in-person interviews with all of them, so we developed a 5 questions in 5 minutes questionnaire that we emailed to all candidates in contested races. All but one responded, enabling us to give you a literally side-by-side, apples-to-apples comparison on the same 5 questions. The questions are, if elected, what is the most important issue you would be working to address? Why should this issue be important to voters? Why would you be a good person to address this issue, and who would you solicit to help you in your efforts? What steps would you take or recommend be taken to tackle this issue? And what is one thing that voters may not know about you that you'd like them to know? A link to the summary will be on our social media, website, and at the website of our partner, WNIJ Northern Public Radio, tomorrow if it's not already there. We hope this easy-to-compare information will help local voters understand candidate positions on these important topics.
FreePod is now on social media. We have a Facebook and Instagram page that you will quickly find by searching for us in their search engine or by going to our website, freepod.org. We'll have links to all of our interviews on these sites and look forward to sharing the news that you've been missing, as well as other FreePod info in these new ways.
Work continues on street and infrastructure projects to ensure that they're complete for the winter. There's been lots of progress on Adams Avenue, where final paving from float to arcade is now done, while water infrastructure work continues from exchange to float and is expected to be complete by Thanksgiving. Final work on State Avenue, South Chicago Avenue, and West Iroquois Street was recently completed by the city street crews.
With Halloween just around the corner, spooky things are in the future for downtown Freeport as the Wine and Witches Boutique Walk again cast its spell throughout the business district. From 4 to 8 p.m. today, October 10th, shoppers are encouraged to dress up in costume and roam downtown to cash in on special sales and sample regional wines at participating businesses. The event is free, but for an extra fun and memories for $20, you can pick up a VIP bag at the Wagner House on Spring Street, which includes a wine glass and special gifts.
The 2025 Medicare open enrollment period begins next Tuesday, October 15th, and continues through December 7th. Changes made during this time will take effect on January 1st, 2025. There are a number of changes to Medicare coming in 2025 as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act. Here's a brief summary. First, this new law gives Medicare the power to negotiate lower prescription drug prices, which is predicted to save taxpayers $160 billion over the next decade. This includes capping the cost of insulin for seniors at $35 a month, instead of as much as $400 a month. Next, President Biden's new prescription drug law takes effect in 2025 and caps annual out-of-pocket costs to Medicare enrollees at $2,000 under Medicare Part D, effectively eliminating the prescription drug donut hole, which in 2024 may have required some Medicare recipients to spend as much as $8,000 annually for prescription drugs. This new law will be phased in like this. If your Medicare Advantage drug plan or standalone Part D plan requires a deductible, you'll pay 100% of your prescription drug costs until you spend $590, and then a 25% coinsurance for covered drugs until you've paid a total of $2,000. After that, you'll pay nothing else for 2025. Part D enrollees who reach this level should save about $1,300 on drug costs in 2025 compared to 2024. A new Medicare prescription payment plan will also allow you to spread your out-of-pocket drug costs across the whole year instead of paying all at once. Also new in 2025, Medicare will cover expanded mental health services, including outpatient services, marriage and family therapy, and mental health counseling, and healthcare providers may offer a free assessment of social needs for their patients, as well as referral to appropriate social services. Additional support next year will be available to caregivers for family members in hospice care and living with dementia, and United States Postal employees, retirees, and families will receive Medicare benefits instead of coverage through the Federal Employee Benefits Program. Lastly, rural telehealth coverage will be provided only when patients are on-site at medical facilities, except for mental or behavioral health counseling, which will continue to be available in-home no matter where you live. Don't forget that you can find a print version of these changes on our website and the website of our partner, WNIJ Northern Public Radio in DeKalb. Many insurance agents can also assist, as well as the Senior Resource Center in Freeport. We'll provide info about upcoming Medicare information events between now and December.
Speaking of healthcare, did you know that in the United States, a stroke occurs every 40 seconds and someone dies from a stroke every 4 minutes? Next Wednesday, October 16th, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the FHN Family Healthcare Center, Burchard Hills, join FHN experts for a free informative talk about how to recognize a stroke, as well as available treatments and ways you can help prevent them. To register, visit fhn.org/stroke or call 1-877-600-0346, extension 901.
It's homecoming week for Freeport School District 145. Let's hear a little more about this from Jackie Ogden, Freeport High School Student Council Advisor, and Freeport High School Head Football Coach Anthony Dedman and Assistant Football Coach Marty Sellers.
I am here with Jackie Ogden, not only one of the best teachers at Freeport High School, she is also the Student Council Advisor, and homecoming at Freeport High School is on its way. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. I'm good.
Why are you excited each year? Because I know you are. I see you. And why are you excited each year with the homecoming parade?
You know, since I've been student council advisor, I don't really get to see the parade. And I see the lineup. And one of the moments that pretty much every year, especially since COVID, when we weren't able to do a lot of these things with our school community and our community at large, is seeing the parade go down Empire. And it just is a celebration of our kids and our community, and there's so much joy about the things that our kids are doing that are positive, and I think it's just such a celebration of youth and all the good things that are happening here at Freeport High School.
What are some other positive things that take place on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the whole homecoming weekend at the end of the year, end of the week?
So on Friday afternoon, we have our annual assembly or annual pep assembly.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, really? God, you should come and see our MC. It's really quite amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Great.
So we have our assembly, which is a gathering for our whole school. And we introduce our court. And we've had some changes with our homecoming court in the last several years, where it's gone to recognizing students who are involved in the arts, athletics, academics, and leadership and service in our community.
How wonderful.
And they're nominated by their peers. So we're celebrating that kind of at the kickoff of the assembly. But then we have some class games. We have our recognition of our teams. We have the band playing, palms and cheer performing. And so again, it's just kind of that enthusiasm and excitement in the gym. And most people that are there are kind of wowed by how exciting it is inside the gym.
It is. It's a great thing. I'll tell you, the pep rally is wonderful. So there's also the game that is that night, and we announce those individuals and they come down the track and applause and so on. And then there's the dance on Saturday. And where is the dance located?
The dance is here at the high school. We hold it in the cafeteria, which we transform into not a cafeteria, with some lighting and some decorations. And last year, our attendance for the dance was over 500 people.
Wow.
So it's a really good time and kids really look forward to it. One of the things that Mrs. Kurtz, who's my co-advisor, and I really look forward to is we're always at the table checking kids in. And it's so fun to see them coming in and coming in from dinner all gussied up. Sometimes you don't recognize people you see in sweats and hoodies all day long. But it's just a lot of fun to see kids kind of in that moment of high school and youth and
yes, it is. I love watching the pictures come through on Facebook. It's really, really nice. So why should the community be a part of Freeport High School's homecoming?
Well, I think it's really a celebration of our community. Many of our community members are graduates of Freeport High School. But even if you're not, if you didn't grow up here, if you went to a different school, it is a celebration of our youth and the future of our community. And if you really want to understand and know about so many of the good things happening here at our school, homecoming is a great display of those things.
And there are a lot of great things at this school.
There are.
I'll tell you this, what a wonderful school this is, and what a wonderful teacher and advisor you are. And I'm so glad you sat down and talked to me for a few minutes. Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
I am here to chat with head coach Anthony Dedman and assistant coach Marty Sellers of the Freeport High School football program. Hello, coach. How are you?
Man, I'm grateful for you. I'm glad you showed up, not just for the podcast, but more importantly, for the pizza.
That's right. For those of you that I've interviewed in the past, I got them pizza. I'm sorry. Anthony, first of all, congratulations on the season so far. But more importantly, tell me a little bit about the Harlem game. What did you want to go in to accomplish, and did you accomplish what you wanted to?
I think that the game plan we have for Harlem is the same game plan we've had all season. Go in there and take care of the ball, eliminate the turnovers, play in front of the chains, play consistent defense, work the time, And if we do all those things correct, we expect to win at the end. And you know, it paid off. I mean, we've had two other games that were just as close as that one. And we didn't pull those off because we made too many mistakes. And this is one of those ones that we came out on top. So it was a great feeling to have that happen.
You scored most of your points in the first half. You scored all your points in the first half. And you really stonewalled them in the second half. What did you guys say to them in the locker room to really get them to push forward in that second half?
If they don't score, they don't win. I mean, that was the message that we said. If they don't score, then we win the game. And our defense is taking it to heart. They've played well this year. Aggressive, 11 helmets to the ball, flying across the field, have some outstanding individuals. And we put them in some great positions to make plays, and they have their answer to call. So, you know, that's one big thing we have is consistent defense all year long, and man, just proud of the effort that they have as a team.
So, Coach Sellers, who in your eyes were some of the outstanding individuals in that Harlem game?
One thing about our team, it's like a total team effort. These guys really, you know, they play together. They like each other. You know, I mean, I think they like us a little bit too, don't you think? But they like each other, and when you had that family atmosphere and they play together, of course, Cam stands out. Cam Verner is a ball player. But Jalen Campbell had a great game defensively, too. He's been pretty consistent all year long at corner for us. And, you know, I mean, defensive line. I mean, they make stops. What's his name? Muhammad kid? Jamani Muhammad. He's a hell of an athlete, and he's hard to contain. And I think our guys did the best job, you know, that we could do on him. And we were able to get the W.
It was also nice to see Jalen Campbell and Zach Matz had a number of receptions. And am I right? Zach had one for a touchdown.
Yes. Both, you know, a couple of nice catches to keep the chains moving from Campbell, Matz as well. And he was able to score, you know, but a lot of that goes to Walker. You know, he had you know, nice composure, you know, and he's getting his rhythm back, you know, because we're a heavy run team. He was 6 for 6. 6 for 6. And, hey, so that's getting the job done.
Sure,
like Coach said, you know, leadership, you know, a lot of things that's overlooked by the spectators' eyes, you know, but on the field, you know, he's been doing a real good job with us, for us being the leader.
I'm going to ask you one more question, Marty, and then I'm going to ask Anthony one more. Marty, when you finish a game like that and you start practice and you do film and you do this kind of stuff, when do you really give the message? When does the message really hit home for this week, again, in homecoming? Do you do it right away, or do you kind of hold off until Tuesday or Wednesday when the game gets closer?
Oh, no. I mean, Coach Devin starts the drilling right after the game is over. There's no time for you know, a letdown. We got to keep kids' minds, you know, on the ultimate goal, you know, and that's what this team has been really good about, is, you know, seeing down the road the big picture, things that could happen if we execute and we do the things that we're supposed to be, you know, do the things that we're supposed to do, you know, and that's the great thing about this team, you know. So no heavy celebration. Get back on the horse, and if we can play with this kind of consistency, you know, we give ourselves a chance to win, and that's the most important thing.
Excellent, excellent. So, Anthony, I've thought about this question for a long time, since I saw the final score of this game. What was it like looking at that scoreboard and walking off that field at Harlem when you saw that you had the victory?
Well, you know, man, I take a, you know, win or lose, you got to take that long walk up to the radio station to kind of hear the goods and bads that happened. This situation here, I didn't look at the scoreboard. I think the kids' eyes and reactions said it all. If the way they jumped around, the way they screamed the coach's name down, the way they ran and jumped into your arms and squeezed. I mean, their scores are so tight. It's like, I said this was going to be a playoff atmosphere. And for us, this is our playoff game. And you can see just the love they had, not only for the game, but for each other. And that was just something I haven't seen in a long time. You know, I told Sellers before the season started, I said this is going to be a really good team. We lost a lot of quality pieces. I mean, some outstanding student athletes. And his thing was, how do we now make up for that loss? And I told him, this is going to be the one right here. You just got to believe me. And I mean, to this point, you know, I mean, I don't trust, you know, Coach Sellers' ability to judge things at times, but I'm batting 1,000 when I say something.
No, that's true. I've always said that. I asked Marty something and I'm like, really? Really? Good luck this Friday, homecoming against Guilford. I don't know a lot of things, but I know your team is tough and I know your announcer is a good looking man. Oh. So that needs to say, let's go get Guilford this week.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. We are looking forward to it.
While Freeport High School students look forward to their homecoming dance this Saturday night, adults 21 and older can enjoy their own dance. Billed as a red carpet event, the adult prom will be held this Saturday night, October 12th, at the Freeport Masonic Temple, located at 305 West Stevenson Street, from 7 to 11 p.m. $25 per couple, or $15 for individuals, attendees will enjoy music, beverage service by rafters, and complimentary hors d'oeuvres. Tickets are available at the door, and a 50-50 raffle will also be held as part of this fundraiser for the Freeport Masonic Temple's projects.
As we look to the week ahead, if you'd like to cross an important to-do item off of your list before November 5th, don't forget that early voting for the 2024 November elections has begun in the lower level of the Stewart Center at 50 West Douglas Street in Freeport. Voting is open from 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and will also be available on Saturday, November 2nd, the Saturday before Election Day, from 9 to 12 a.m. For young family members who like stories and dogs, this Saturday, just like the second Saturday of every month, there will be therapy dogs at the Freeport Public Library just waiting for stories to be read to them. Pause for Reading is the library's program where certified therapy dogs listen to any and all kinds of books that young readers might like to share with them. They'll be there from 11 a.m. to noon on Saturday, and we hope there will be plenty of readers to entertain the furry listeners who will be waiting for them. For a comprehensive listing of many more fun events and activities throughout Stevenson County, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events.
In closing, we want to remind you that last week's in-depth interview, which is available on our website and through our new Facebook page, was FreePod host Alan Wenzel speaking with FHN CEO Mark Gridley about the region's largest healthcare organization. Next week's in-depth interview will be FreePod host Tim Connor speaking with head football coach Anthony Dedman and assistant football coach Marty Sellers about this year's Freeport High football season. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, October 15th. With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport's businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to the state, and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many others. We're especially appreciative for the assistance of the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. We're also grateful to WNIJ and Northern Public Radio in DeKalb, a member station of NPR National Public Radio, for partnering with us, reaching even more listeners with the news and events and activities of Northwest Illinois. And of course, here's a big shout out to our many liaisons and reporters for their time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Team FreePod. If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to FreePod, visit our website at freepod.org. For Amy, I'm Matt. We hope you'll check back next week for the news you've been missing. Thanks for listening.